This is Devours, reporting live from the mean, overpriced streets of Vancouver, British Columbia, and you are listening to the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, through the web at cfru.ca, and syndicating across Canada.
Welcome back, my beautiful listeners, to the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. Starting off this second hour, a new artist to the scene, Jaylee Wolf. They just released the EP Wild Whisper on Alt Eden Fontana North Records. To quote Jolie about the EP, Wild Whisper is an autobiographical EP that features my father's experience in the 60s scoop, leaving the doomsday cult I was raised in, releasing the shame and guilt instilled in me around my bisexuality, depression and mental health, post-traumatic growth, and reclaiming my Indigenous heritage, end quote. We heard the track Would You Die, which is also featured in a music video, which is so fabulous. We are returning a bit to my current way of programming the scope in this hour with one kind of centerpiece in the halfway point. So up next, I guess you can consider it our first grand set for this week's session. A lot with eclectic rock, post-rock, progressive rock, post-punk rock, and psych rock. Lots of rock. Rock and roll. We will first listen to Hungarian bass-driven math rock, post-rock project of the basis of Silent Island, Euphylexia. I hope that's pronounced right. Euphylexia. And they released a new album this year called This Rare Cow Killed Someone. We'll be listening to Gore Sand Shore. We will then hear Isles, Your Granddad, and the Besnard Lakes. Here first, Euphylexia with Gore Sand Shore, here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
Thank you.
In that grand set, we began with Ephlexia with Gore Sand Shore off the album This Rare Cow Killed Someone, self-released and available on Bandcamp. And then we heard Megalomania, the single edit of the song by Isles, the Chilean progressive rock band, a new song released for their upcoming new studio album due out next year in 2022. It's crazy to already think about 2022. Like, yeah. Yes. Then we heard brand new music from Toronto post-punk noise math rock band Your Granddad. They just released a double single, Juice Option and Fake News, released on Safe Sounds. We heard the first single, Juice Option. And finally, we heard a new single from the Montreal indie psychedelic prog rock band, the Besnard Lakes. The single called Super Ego is a follow-up from their newest, most recent double album, The Besnard Lakes Are the Last of the Great Thunderstorm Warnings, released earlier this year. We are now going to be entering another, keeping with the proggy vibes, returning into a very special band that it's one of my favorite bands, the Norwegian cinematic prog band Major Parkinson. Yeah, like lately I've been adding some, like going back into my like observational notes or just listening into my library to past music. And it always is good to listen to stuff you like very much. And Major Parkinson is such a band, such gives that to me. And I think for this long form piece song, I don't think I've played it on the scope before. So here is Major Parkinson with the song Baseball off of their 2017 album Black Box, here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. Enjoy.
Carry the weight of the world in your hand, what a feeling. Defying gravity with murmurs of the make-believe. The show. Played the ball, I was the hunchback on your side.
Baseball. This is
Neil Roy,
Mike,
Carmen,
Derek
of Dog Drive Mantis from Mississauga.
And you are listening to the SMK,
the Sentinel's Marvelous Lightest. Is
that CFRU?
At CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web at
CFRU.ca.
Oh boy, I love that. I really needed to hear that again. That was Major Parkinson with their long form piece, Baseball, off their 2017 masterpiece of an album, I guess in my opinion, Black Box. Let us continue now with a little short, grand set. I think, you can consider Major Parkinson as part of this overall morphing kaleidoscopic set as is the nature of this radio program. We are going from dark synth pop into electro pop, and then some new music from very near us. First is a brand new single from Icelandic synth punk dark pop band Kaelen Mikla. I've been playing singles from the band, who are going to be releasing an album very soon on the Canadian record label Artifact Records. The album being called Undai Kloam Nordum Lush. That's probably not the best way of pronouncing it, but it's going to be released very soon, September 29th. We'll be listening to the single Stormarian. Stormarian, I believe that's what it's called. Then we'll be listening to a new single by Kate NV, Russian experimental electro-pop singer-songwriter, with the single Don't. And then the nearest artist to us, Torontonian multi-instrumentalist Robin Hatch, with Brazil. I'll get into Robin's track and Kate's after we listen to them. So to start off this set, Kaelen Mikla with Stormarian here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
I don't.
For that adventurous set, we began with Kaylin Mekla with their newest single, Stormarian, off their upcoming new album, Undi Chlorum Nordum Lush, to be released on Artifact Records this upcoming September 29th. Then we heard a new song, a new single by Kate NV. This is a celebratory single celebrating the one-year anniversary of her 2020 album, Room for the Moon. An absolute, another great album, in my opinion. And finally, we heard a new track by Robin Hatch. A surprise to hear Robin Hatch. I've actually seen them open live before the pandemic, I should say, opening for Raphael Weinroth Brown, playing more neoclassical pieces on piano. This is a new record Robin has recorded called Tonto. It's to be released on October 29th. She actually got to record on the Tonto synth, which I believe it's in Canada. In the West, I forget which province it's in, but it's a famous synth used by lots of artists, famous artists, I should say. The piece we did listen to was called Brazil, which features artists Eric Sleek and Leland Whitey. This is very special for me right now. Concerts are coming back, and so this is a special promo for a concert that Robin Hatch is playing in, which is also going to be my first live concert since the pandemic started that I am planning to make it out to. It is for Ultra Magazine, the launch anniversary concert, which features Robin Hatch and two other artists that I've been playing so much on the SMK, Lecrocuta and the darling friend, Aaron Corbett. It also includes a plastic fantastic dance party and zines and arts. It's going to take place on Thursday, October 21st at the Garrison in Toronto. It's a 19 plus concert. Doors open at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The venue is a wheelchair accessible venue. Proof of vaccination is required. And also seating is limited, so you have to pre-order online on Ultra's website at ultramag.online. It's been a while since I've promoted live music, so I hope I got all the information. It's going to be a fantastic show, especially hearing Robin Hatch in a new sonic sphere compared to the first time seeing and hearing her, and seeing Lecrocuta for the first time perform, and always amazing to see Aaron do their magic online on stage live. Okay, enough of me gushing. We are at the end of today's scope session, and we are doing another astronomical turn into a new sphere of music, neo-soul alternative rhythm and blues, with Janet King, a vocalist, multi-instrumentalist, and DJ based in Montreal. They've released an album, What We Lost, on Hot Tramp Records. So let us end this session with Janet King and her song Right Here. This has been the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, through the web on CFRU.ca, and syndicating across Canada. Keep informed with this award-winning show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at SMK Observes. I have been your guardian overseer, Nicholas Cooper. Until next we behold, look inward and beyond.